Psalm 69, When Zeal Becomes Wound. Psalm 69 begins in floodwater and yet is sung according to lilies. That superscription is already a sermon. God's people have long known that some of the holiest songs are born in mud. The psalmist is not standing safely on shore, analysing pain. The waters have risen to the soul. The Hebrew is more piercing than up to my neck. Trouble has entered the inner life. But the deepest surprise in this psalm is that David's suffering is not mainly the result of private failure. He says he is reproached for God's sake. His shame is theological. He has become a public target because he loves what God loves. Zeal for your house has consumed me, John 2:17. The Hebrew is vivid. Zeal has eaten him. Love for God is not a hobby here. It is a fire that consumes the one who carries it. Western Christians often miss the social texture of the psalm. David says he's mocked by those who sit in the gate and by drunkards. In the ancient city, the gate was not merely an entrance. It was the place of judgment, policy, reputation, and public memory. In other words, he is ridiculed by elites and commoners alike. From courtroom to tavern, his name has become a joke. This is what covenant shame felt like in the ancient world. Not embarrassment, but social unmaking. And yet Psalm 69 is more than David. The New Testament returns here again and again, hated without cause, John 15:25, bearing the reproaches aimed at God, Romans 15:3, offered sour wine in thirst, John 19:28-29. Augustine said that in this psalm, Christ speaks both in his own person and in the person of his body, the church. That is exactly right. Psalm 69 teaches us that there is a kind of suffering that belongs to communion with Christ, when love for God exposes us to the world's contempt. Even the hard section, the prayers of judgment, deserves slow reading. Let their table become a snare is not petty revenge. It is a revelation of what sin does. Even gifts become traps when received without repentance. Paul uses this in Romans 11:9-10. A table meant for fellowship can harden into self-satisfaction. Privilege can become blindness. That is one of Scripture's severest warnings to religious people. Then comes the turn. God desires the praise of the afflicted more than a costly bull. The Lord is not dazzled by expensive religion. He listens for the song of the poor, the truthful, the emptied. The heart broken by reproach may offer a truer sacrifice than the prosperous worshipper bringing polished ritual. So Psalm 69 asks us, has your faith cost you anything public? Has zeal for God made you strange even to your own house? If so, you are nearer to Christ than you think. Suggested cross-references, John 2:17, Romans 15:3, John 19:28-29, Romans 11:9-10, Hebrews 13:15. Suggested hymn, My Song is Love, Unknown. Prayer. Lord Jesus, reproached for the Father's name, meet us in the deep waters. Keep our zeal from becoming pride, and our suffering from becoming bitterness. When we are mocked, make us truthful. When we are weary, make us prayerful. When our hearts are broken, make us singers again. Amen.